Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. The phone lines are open, and we'll welcome your calls right now at 844-322-2742. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we had quite a few calls, and we love that. So if you have a Bible question or a personal issue, or maybe you'd just like to send out a holiday greeting across the airwaves, well, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. But call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I wanted to share this very encouraging email that we received not too long ago, and we actually used it to talk about the impact donors make when they give to Basic Gospel. But this is from Ben, and Ben's known us and been a part of Basic Gospel Nation for a long time. But this is what he said, and I just thought this was so meaningful and really encouraged me deeply. He says this: I never would have imagined such change would take place in my life, from a deep depression and despair to an ever-increasing hope and stability in Jesus. I can't ask or think of a better story that God has written in a person's life using Basic Gospel as a means to get the message to this particular person, to Ben and to his wife, and to bring such incredible change, to take somebody out of a state of deep depression and despair and really anchor that person to the hope of Jesus Christ, so that every day is a stable day. And that's just amazing. I just think that is just outstanding.
Yeah.
And so, Ben, we're so grateful that we've been a part of your life, that we could help deliver good news to your heart, to your soul, and to somebody that was in desperate need for it.
Yeah.
And it speaks to this, Bob. We all need hope in this world. I mean, there's not a single human being out there that doesn't need some measure of hope. Well, you're not going to find a lot of hope out there in the world. There's only one place to really find it, and that's Jesus. And when you find him, then he and this gospel message becomes an anchor for your soul. Mm-hmm. That's what hope is described as, an anchor for the soul. Ben found that anchor thanks to so many people who gave to support this outreach.
Yeah.
And many, many others are finding that anchor as well. And as I read this, I thought of a passage out of the book of Galatians. It is one that's kind of overlooked. We don't really spend a lot of time on it. But I think it's very important for us to understand that, you know, when we come to Christ, there is this instant change. I mean, instant renewal. We go from death to life. We get a brand new identity. But it takes some time and truth for this message to really fill all the spaces of who we are.
Right.
We still think crazy thoughts. We still act out on the desires of the flesh, those impulses we give into, the temptations of this world. That's just part of being human.
Sure.
And so it takes time for Christ to be fully formed in us. And that's the passage out of the book of Galatians. Paul writes this, and this is all in context of saying to them, listen, I brought you the gospel message. You heard it. You heard it clearly. If Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified, as if you saw it with your very own eyes, and now you're giving in to all this nonsense that is coming your way, people posing as the real thing and bringing you a different message that doesn't line up with the message that I brought to you. And you're entertaining it. You're listening to it. You're giving into it. And that's one of the temptations that we have. That's one of the weaknesses of humanity, of human flesh, that we give in to the persuasive powers of people mm-hmm. around us, thinking they're authoritative, that they know something that we don't. And so we give in, we follow, we embrace what they say. And Paul was really jumping on them for that. And then he says that it is always good to be made much of for a good purpose, and not only when I am present with you, my little children, for whom I am again in the anguish of childbirth, until Christ is formed in you. Mm-hmm. I wish I could be present with you now and change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. Paul was utterly astonished, perplexed, that these Galatians were embracing another message. And he talks about that throughout the scripture. And he says, well, whatever it takes, I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to pour into you this good news of Jesus Christ until Christ is formed in you, till this imprint of Christ has taken such hold of you that all these other things are just going to fall off your back like water on a duck. I mean, that's what Paul is saying here. So he's going to work. He's going to keep presenting this good news of Jesus Christ until Christ is formed in you. And that's what Ben was sharing with me and sharing with us in this particular email, that this gospel message did such a work in his life that what he once was has kind of faded into oblivion, and something new has emerged, yeah. The stability and the incredible hope of Jesus in him.
Yeah.
Talk about good news. That's good news.
Great to hear from Ben. And, of course, Bob, just before I drove out to the studio today, I finished my Inside the Studio posting for not this weekend, but the following next weekend. Bet you'd never guess what the subject is.
Probably hope.
First life, then change.
There you go.
It's just weird that things work like that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. We'd love to hear from you on this edition. That number, 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. If you dial us quickly, you can get through right now. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, as we noted yesterday, Christmas time is a time of giving. And give us your thoughts on what it means to share in the blessing of giving during this holiday season.
Well, God's a giver, and God so loved the world that he gave. And we see that giving nature of God in the birth of Jesus Christ, when God in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, being co-equal with God the Father, when he became one of us, he took upon flesh and blood and dwelt among us. We see the giving nature of God in that very birth of Jesus Christ, that God prepared a body for him to inhabit. And that's exactly what he did. And he was going to offer that body as a once for all sacrifice to take away our sins, mm-hmm. so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be made righteous, so that we could be made alive, so that Christ could come and live inside of us. So when Christ comes to live inside of us, the very nature of God begins to fill the spaces of who we are. And so we find this desire to want to give, to want to meet the needs of other people, to actually start thinking about the needs of other people. And then I think for those of us who have really been set free by the grace of God, we start thinking about the freedom of others. And we say, hey, I want people to be free just like me. And so I'm going to help get the message to them that got to me. And so that's why we give.
Yeah.
And it's important. And this time of the year is vitally important for ministries such as Basic Gospel. A big percentage of our annual revenue comes in the month of December. So let's be generous. Let's give. Let's support this work, not only for through the end of this year, but to help fuel, I think, what is going to be an amazing expansion in the years to come.
Absolutely.
So your gift will be a catalyst for that. So we're asking you to give, and to give generously.
Because it does reach into other people's lives, as it did with Ben, as you read that note from him at the outset of the broadcast.
Yes.
It's making a difference in people's lives,
right.
And that's the blessing of giving, I believe. So, friends, when you make your gift, we'd love for you to go to basicgospel.net, and to say thanks for your gift, we're going to send you a copy of the audio series from the United United Conference. It's an MP3 audio series that Bob and Andrew presented, and the messages are absolutely excellent. And then the celebration night was just icing on the cake.
It really was.
And so we want you to have that and enjoy the excitement of what's coming. So again, make your gift now at basicgospel.net or just whenever you can.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start with Jim in Maple Hill, North Carolina. Hi, Jim. You're on Basic Gospel Radio.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing?
We're doing well. What's on your mind today?
I hadn't heard you guys in a long time. I moved away from the area where my station picked you up, and I haven't been able to pick you up for a while. But that being said, I've been listening to this other Christian radio station, and they do a lot of preaching on the Old Testament. And then I've got to thinking about something that I'm not sure that I understand or even would know how to explain that. But a lot of stuff that they were bringing up in the Old Testament had to do with the law and the anger of God and how God would send armies out to destroy everything within that area and the animals and all that. But then you have on the other hand, the New Testament, where you have this loving God, and Jesus says, if you see me, you see the Father, which is a totally different aspect of who you're seeing. So I'm having trouble putting the two together, the angry and the loving. What would you say that I could go read and give me a better idea on that?
Well, Jim, I think the key is in the name of God himself. It's I am. He is the great I am. So you go back to Exodus chapter 33 and Moses, well, even before that, Exodus chapter 3. That's what I meant to say. Exodus chapter 3, and God has reached out to Moses and said, I'm going to send you to lead my people away from Pharaoh and away from Egypt, and I want to take my people to the promised land. And Moses is like, hey, I'm not the guy. Really, God, you've kind of missed the boat on this. I'm not the one that you should be choosing. I mean, I've had there's some skeletons in my closet. I'm not clean and all of those sort of things. So why don't you just skip over me and find somebody else? And God said, no, you're the guy. And so Moses says, okay. He's still reluctant. And he says, well, okay, if I go to the people and tell them about this plan and they ask me, who is it that sent me, what shall I say? And God said, tell them I am has sent you to them. So that was God's name. And that means that he is who he is. So his nature is never changes. He's ever constant. He's always going to be God. He's always going to treat us out of the act toward us out of his very nature. Well, Jesus in the New Testament, John chapter 8, said this before Abraham was, I am. So he claimed the same name that God did back in the Old Testament. So the essence of God is consistent. There is no change in him. There is no variation in him. He's always going to deal with us out of his heart of love. That's God. And as a matter of fact, later on in the book of Exodus, Moses said, God, show me your glory. And this is what happened. It says, the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands. So that is the nature and essence of God. And we see that nature and essence revealed to us in the person and work of Jesus. So that's why Jesus could say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've seen this guy that passed before Moses and said, I'm merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. So it's the exact same God in the old as it is in the new. There's no variation between the two. He is who he is. whether he's revealing himself as the Father or if he's revealing himself through Jesus Christ the Son, or if the Holy Spirit is taking the things of Jesus Christ and making them known to us, he's teaching us about the steadfast love of God the Father. So this is true. So then we ask the question, if this is his essence, if this is his nature, that God is love, why do we see some of the stories of the Old Testament? Well, I think we will get a very good understanding, Jim, when we look at Genesis chapter 12 and we see that God promised a son to Abraham. And through this son, the whole world was going to be blessed. Well, Satan was doing everything in his power to keep that promise from ever materializing. So he attacked the people of God and attacked them throughout the Old Testament. Now, his attacks were carried out through human means. So we would see nations that would come against Israel. We would see people groups coming against Israel, all with the sole purpose of wiping Israel off the map. Well, God said, no, 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 because from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, through Judah, through David, all the way through to Joseph and Mary, that was a bloodline that was going to bring to us Jesus Christ, the Lord God himself. And so whatever God did that looked out of character for him, he did it out of love for you and me to protect the bloodline and bring Jesus into this world so that you, Jim, so that me, so that Bob Davis, so that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord would be saved. So we have to recognize Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That applies to God the Father as well. He protects his promises. He delivers on those promises. And anything that we see kind of in that storyline of things happening, it was all about the promise and delivering on that promise so that you and I could be blessed.
That's a great explanation, and I've never thought of that. That's exactly what I was looking for. I really do appreciate your input on that.
You're welcome, Jim, and it's a fantastic question, and I'm so glad you picked up the phone and asked it today. And I know many other people have that exact same question, so I hope this was helpful to a lot of our listeners today. So thank you, Jim. We sure appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right, God bless.
Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Merry Christmas, Jim. It is Basic Gospel. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. Just coming in and talking with a couple of friends right now. Basic Gospel style, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, we had a voicemail call from a lady who called overnight. We have transcribed her voicemail into this particular question. She says, I'd like to know if Jesus would save me if I accept him as Savior and not want to give him control and be Lord. I struggle with this issue, and I'd appreciate your answer. Thank you so much.
Well, he is Lord. I mean, that's who he is. I mean, you're not gonna change that. You're not gonna change who he is. But the question I would have to ask of you is, why in the world would you not want him to be Lord of your life? I mean, you've been in charge for a long time, and how well has that worked for you?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you wouldn't be reaching out to Jesus if your life was just totally a perfect picture of peace and joy and happiness and contentment. But it's not. And the reason it's not is because you've been making decisions that have been controlled by sin and by the ways of this world and by the desires of your flesh. And so you're looking for a way out of that. Well, Jesus Christ is the way out of that as your Savior. but he is a new way of life as your Lord. You're going to be led by the Spirit of God. And I'm here to tell you, being led by the Spirit of God, being led by the Lord Jesus himself, is a much better life than anything that you could conjure up on your own through human effort. So I'm here to say, let go of that human effort. Let go of what you think is going to make you happy, and embrace Jesus Christ himself. You're going to find the deepest contentment for your heart by trusting and depending and relying upon him in your day-to-day life. And you're going to rejoice that he is Lord, and that he is leading you down a path that is of ultimate benefit and goodness for you. Sin is not good for you. The ways of this world are not good for you. The desires of the flesh are not good for you, and they're not good for anybody else. So let's let go of those and embrace Jesus and allow him simply by faith to live his life in and through us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what it's all about, and I guarantee you, you're going to say, wow, this is the best life ever because it's his life being lived through me.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Bob, and we appreciate the fact that this lady reached out to us. Hope that's a sufficient answer for you. I think it should be, but if it's not, call us back and let us know how we can help you further. Well, Bob, we had this question from Lewis. He says, can God ask me to do something through my dreams? I had a dream that I walked out of my job. I like my job, but one of the salesmen had the same dream. What does the Bible say about dreams?
Well, it says that dreams are a part of it. We see that in the Old Testament, God revealed himself to people in dreams and visions. We see in the New Testament where both Joseph and Mary had dreams, and in those dreams, an angel came to them and told them what was going to happen. We see that specifically with Joseph. And after that dream, he got up and he took Mary as his wife, betrothed, and he stuck with her. He was wanting to divorce her, wanting her to just put her away and go about his life quietly. But after this dream, things change. So that's how God spoke to people for many, many years. But there's been a paradigm shift, so to speak. There's been a change in all of that. And we see it recorded for us in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1. I mean, first verse, right out of the chute, we see these important words. In times past, long ago, and in many ways, God spoke to our forefathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. So what God wants to reveal to you, what God wants to say to you, he is speaking to you through Jesus, through his death, his burial, his resurrection. So you may have a dream or something like that. Don't put a lot of stock into it. Put a lot of stock in God's testimony concerning Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the path of righteousness. He is God's will for you. So listen to God's voice as he speaks to you about Jesus Christ the Son.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob, for that. Wonderful answers on today's edition, as always. And friends, you know, your gifts to Basic Gospel continue to make a difference in people's lives as the message of God's grace resonates with listeners here in North America and around the world through the radio broadcast and the live online stream. This is the message that needs to keep going out, and your gifts will continue to support this gospel of grace in Jesus Christ. And when you make your gift, we want to say thank you for supporting Basic Gospel by giving you the download access to the MP3 audio file to the messages by Bob and Andrew from the recent United Conference. Another way to deepen the message in your life and hear the exciting plans for the future of the United Ministry. So when you make your gift at basicgospel.net, be sure to download your MP3 audio series. You can donate now or anytime when you visit our website. That's basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us as we go forward. Well, another broadcast has come and gone, friends, and now for Bob Christopher and everyone at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis saying thanks for being with us today and inviting you back for a Friday edition of Basic Gospel at this very same time tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.